Good morning. Sweeping changes across the region late yesterday and last night, and many locations waking up to a coating of snow this morning after temperatures were in the 60s just 24 hours ago. A bunch of rain accompanied the front that brought the changes, and that rain combined with snowmelt causing flooding problems on area streams, creeks, and rivers this morning. But the big story is the chilly air that's been building in on the heels of a northwest breeze and the coating of snow that many folks are waking up to. Temperatures will only rebound into the lower and some middle 40s as we get into the afternoon. High pressure will build in to bring us more in the way of sunshine throughout the day today, but a chilly northwest breeze will negate the work that a lot of that sun does. Overnight tonight, clear and cold with the winds dying out, temperatures diving back into the lower 20s on average, even some teens across the higher terrain. Couple more dry days ahead with lots of sunshine and high pressure in control and a moderating trend temperature-wise. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the lower 50s and sunshine giving way to some high cloudiness Friday in the upper 50s. Over the weekend, a weak disturbance will pass through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and the chance of a few rain showers and highs in the mid-50s and then bouncing into the upper 50s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds for Easter. Early next week, another system will head our way with the chance for showers on Monday, but high temperatures will be back into the lower and middle 60s by Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the western UP of Michigan into the day tomorrow. A strong storm system will bring heavy snow to the upper Midwest over the next 24 hours. Snow will gradually spread from south to north across central Minnesota and northern Wisconsin and then move into the Arrowhead during the afternoon. The heaviest snowfall will be in an area from east central Minnesota and the Twin Ports into northern Wisconsin. Total snow accumulations in these areas are expected to be as much as 10 to 16 inches, with lesser amounts to the north and west. Gusty east to northeast winds will also cause areas of blowing and drifting snow, especially near Lake Superior. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Pompano Beach, Florida, at 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Pescara, Italy, at 3:07 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 2 below 0 with a northwest wind at 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 16, 63% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Thermal and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 7 below zero at Lando Lakes, Wisconsin. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid to upper 40s, Boston increasing sunshine, breezy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 48, that's right on normal for this time of year. 72 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, and also 2.4 inches of snow, which is a new record for April 15th. The old record set in 1905 was 2.0 inches. That's also the total for the month, which is 8-tenths of an inch above normal. And 73.5 inches of snow for the season, which is 15.2 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 91 set in 2012, and the record low 22 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:38 p.m., 13 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and unseasonably cold today, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clear and very cold tonight, with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and unseasonably cold today, with highs in the mid 40s. clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and unseasonably cold today with highs around 40. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, unseasonably cold today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, unseasonably cold today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and chilly, not as cold as today, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower Saturday in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds Easter Sunday, upper 50s, a chance of showers Monday near 60, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.